Great to have your company on this Friday edition of Racing Pulse, looking ahead to Mackay B Diva Stakes Day at Fabulous Flemington. And one team that's sure to have a big day is Kieran Murray and Dave Eustace. And it's great to catch up with Kieran this morning. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Michael.
Looking forward to the Diva tomorrow, where you've got Explosive Jack, who's currently, I think, about the second or third favourite for both cups, and the reigning Cox Plate winner, Sir Dragonette. Over 1,600 with the Dragon. He's only been over that distance on one occasion. That was in the All-Star Mile on that shocking wet weather day. Is it too sharp for him? Because he looked really good in that recent trial.
Yeah, he did. You know, I'd say, yeah, it will be too sharp for him, but it's a lovely kickoff point, Flemington, nice big track, and he'll be better when he gets to that 10 furlong and beyond.
How do you think he's going? Because, you know, he was unbelievable when he won the Cox Plate first up. He probably didn't have a great autumn until he got out to the 24 in the Tancred.
Yeah, no, well, I thought he's... His run prior to the Tancred was very, very good. His run at the Queen Elizabeth, obviously, he won the Tancred quite well. And then I thought his run in the Queen Elizabeth, giving him a head start, was solid as well. And then he went up to Queensland. He didn't run well. He was sort of, he needed a break after that. He was a bit flat after he ran the Doomin Cup. And he's freshened up really nicely. He's got a good base on him. And he seems to be coming together really well, actually. He's probably coming up a bit nicer than he did in the autumn.
Mm. So it looks a race devoid of speed. Where would you like to see him in the run? Do you want to ride quietly for him to finish off, or would you like to take a position?
I'd just where he's comfortable. The main thing, like he could... He's mindful of just to get a little bit of cover, but there's no reason he couldn't sit sort of the first four or something like that if they were only going to dawdle along.
And then we get to see Explosive Jack, who's just been an incredible horse for the stable, winning three derbies and continuing to improve. He's only missed a place on one occasion. He won his maiden over 1,600. Are they going to be too quick for Jack?
Yeah, they will be. That was the one and only time he ran it a mile, was his first start when he won it at Swan Hill. But he'll, and especially with the lack of speed, it looks on paper. He's just bowling around and a little bit of invigoration there, and that'll bring him on. But he's on track, he's got a good base on him also. Still got a little bit to come in the coat, but I'd say that run and a good sweat will bring him on.
He had such a busy campaign as a three-year-old. He's obviously such a tough horse. Have you noticed any improvement? He hasn't had much time off. Do you think he's developed further?
Well, he was quite a strong, probably why he sustained such a prep. You know, he's a very strong, well-built horse that probably was almost like a four-year-old anyway. So he hasn't really changed a lot, I wouldn't say.
I suppose, is that any concern heading into a campaign? Because could others come up to his level?
Oh, I don't think it's a concern at all, no. Like, he was a big, strong buddy. It almost looked like he needed a run each time he ran. And that's just a tribute to his sort of constitution and the way he goes about things. Going from a three-year-old races to four-year-old to open company as a four-year-old, it's always tough. But I think he's a real genuine stayer. Like, I'd say the Melbourne Cup is probably a little bit more appealing to him rather than the Caulfield Cup. I just think he's a really genuine stayer. And probably he probably needs the weather gods just for a shower of rain just to get that thing out of the track.
What's your thoughts on Incentivise? You would have seen a bit of him up north in Queensland.
I did see a bit of him, yeah. He was very impressive up there. I was talking to Clint McDonald this morning in the tower. He was down at having a chat to Moods, and Moods was bloody right up and about. So he knows what it takes to get a... he must be showing him all the right things. So I think he was very bullish, so... It'll be great to see him you know, lining up here over a shorter trip, and it's a good race to see where they're all at.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You start your day with Turidan in the first over 2,500 metres, and you've got this this boy going in really good form. Was a great win at Caulfield. Do you expect the race to be similar? Would you like to see him up on speed like he was at Caulfield?
Well, yeah, he led his first start this prep over 1,401. So out over the 25, yeah, he'll be on speed. You know, if something wants to go too quick, but I'd say, you know, if something wants to really rock it along, well, you know, he can. He's very adaptable, that horse. He can race anywhere. But I think he's one of his best assets is he's, you know, he does have that tactical speed.
You were able to do it with Persan last year, and to have a horse like Turidan, whose first run was back in April, running once a month, yet still to be racing in such great form. Is it Warrnambool? How are you keeping these stays going so well?
Turidan's trained at Caulfield, actually. He sort of okay. he heads down to the beach a little bit, down at Mordialloc. Grand Promenade's sort of on a similar campaign, and he sort of does similar as well. You know, he flicked down to Mornington for a week after he ran. But they're both at Caulfield, and Persan comes through our Ballarat stable, and Heart of Prescience, he's another one that's sort of doing the same thing. He flicks around all the joints, really. He gets down to Fingal and does a bit of work down there and does a bit on the beach. So they're all sort of similar, but slightly different.
Gee, Crystal Brown is an interesting runner in the Capdon Tubes. She was jaw-dropping at the Valley. She ran really well in the Percy Sykes and Jemias since Frank that form. Is she ready to win first up?
I took it to the Valley last prep, just off one jump out, you know, she was very dominant there. And just the last 2 weeks, she started to come on. She's still holding on to a little bit of her winter coat, but the last 2 weeks, it's really started to shift. So, again, this prep, she's only had the one trial. I think she's very clean-winded, and it wouldn't surprise me if she won, but not a bad little race with Gosh and a few others there. Dosh trialled up quite well the other day. But Jai knows her well, and she's always a little bit more forward than you think. So, but she will improve out of the run too.
Bonvicini goes around in the Letzel Open. She ran a pretty good race behind Pretty Brazen Arcadia in this race last year. Is she in a similar vein of form?
Well, I think she's come up better, actually. She does have a really good fresh record, and she does have a good record at Flemington. She's drawn nicely. We've got H. Coffey in the saddle, so he's no stranger there and knows the horse. So it wouldn't surprise me if she'd run a really cheeky race at odds. I know it looks to be quite a deep race, that. I think she's come up really well.
Speaking of Big H. Coffey, good to see him with a ride on Explosive Jack as well. As he said to you, look, I want to weld myself to the saddle for him during the spring.
I was actually a little bit surprised when Johnny asked me the other day. He said, oh, do you mind if I ride Furion in the McIvey? I thought Johnny would sort of weld himself to him, but I said, no, it's fine. It's probably short of his best, so you can ride him if you want, or jump on the other one if you want. But I'd say Johnny would be pretty keen to get back on after Saturday.
Yeah. Away game. God, she's good. It's amazing. She's won $3.3 million. Great run in the Regal Roller. Has she taken a lot of improvement out of that?
I reckon she's spot on. I reckon her and Bella Nipotina, they live together and sort of work together. And I reckon they're both thriving. I think she's got a solid chance. She's got drops to a really nice weight, and she's taken nice improvement. So I think she's ready to run right back to her best.
Well, she might be one of the best of the day. And then you end it with Persan. Floating Artist is an interesting runner, and Al Galal. Just on Persan, how's Persan going? Because it was an amazing run in the Melbourne Cup last year, and then probably at last campaign a couple below his standard. Has he come back well?
Yeah, his last two, he didn't run to form at all, I didn't think. And he was gelded after that. and had a nice break. And I think he's come together again. He's another horse we had a nice base on and just sort of sharpened them up their work the last couple of weeks. And he's another horse that it's obviously well short of his best trip. I'd say second or third up, he'll be hitting his straps. I think the run will really bring him on Saturday.
And Floating Artist was a great win last start. How do you rate this former international?
Yeah, I like him, actually. I didn't mind him when he won at the Valley. And, he's a bit of a quirky bugger. I've scratched him a couple of times. He's played up on the float and different things. But he's got that bit of toughness about him. You know, he's a bit of his own man. And, I like him. I'd probably... wouldn't want it any shorter. He'll need every yard, but I thought the 17 at Flemington would really suit down in the weight.
You got Mankayan, who looks a good race for him up in Sydney as well. Does he break through tomorrow?
I think he does. The mile and a half obviously closed off very well last start. Over the 2,000, he's just such a big, scopey horse. Hopefully he can win, and then we can map a plan towards some better races and maybe some cups. So he's certainly a lovely, big, scopey horse that's come up well.
I've got an SMS from a listener saying, please ask about Hitotsu on Sunday.
Well, Hitotsu's going to kick off. I was sort of thinking about kicking him off in the Expert Plate on Saturday. Obviously, he ran really well there as a two-year-old. It was first start for our stable. And he just had a little setback a couple of weeks ago. So he's a fraction softer than I expected him to be at this time. So he's running some good races, but he's still a maiden. So I thought I'll take the softer option and just head up the road to Donald. And hopefully he can tick off his maiden and then we can go back to stakes level.
Going to be a big weekend, Kieran. You got runners everywhere. Today, tomorrow, Sunday. Is there one that we should back?
We won't get too far ahead of ourselves. I like race 7 today, easy single. Horse has taken a while to get to the races, but he's trained on nicely from his win the other day.
Good on you, Kieran. Best of luck over the weekend.
All right. Thanks very much.